Heaven.
It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And good Thursday morning, everyone. Paul Ramo here in the studios, and Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Floral is on the phone with another garden show. Dwayne, how many garden shows do you think you've done?
You know what, though, Paul, I kind of do it all day long.
You do?
Get a lot of questions.
That's right. You and Terry started this, what, 20 years ago or more?
More than that. I would say almost 30 years ago.
Okay.
So a lot.
Yeah, so you've had a lot of questions from our listeners over the years then.
That's great. And I hope people call in or, email them in or whatever, because if you have that question, probably a lot of other people have the question too. So, and there's no dumb questions, and if it is, we'll tell you.
All right. Well, speaking of opening up the phone lines, that's what we're going to do right now. For any lawn or garden question for Dwayne, give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. If you have a lawn or garden question, maybe people have issues in their gardens all the time, don't they, Dwayne?
Oh, yeah, there is. There's weeds, there's fungus, there's bugs, there's why isn't my tomatoes growing, and all kinds. So don't be afraid to call those questions in.
Okay. All right. Well, so, what's our plant of the week?
The plant of the week, and I think in the last 30 years, I've never had this plant as one of our highlights. It's arborvitae. Arborvitae is an evergreen that has a flat needles, and probably one of the reasons that I haven't picked it before is not one of my favorite plants, but there's a purpose for it, and there's a lot of new varieties of arborvitaes. They're usually round, globe-shaped, stay smaller, or else there's the pyramidal ones that get tall, and there's a new variety out, which the picture is called a technetal arborvitae. It stays about 6-7 feet tall, very nice and dark, and very winter hardy. So if you're looking for a windbreak or a break from your neighbors, Technetal arborvitae be a good one to choose.
Yeah, it looks like it's not really a bush, it's more of a tree?
Well,
or not.
Pyramidal evergreen that doesn't get real wide, so it stays green all year long. One of the reasons I picked it, too, is usually at the end of this month, end of July, beginning of August, I get tons of questions on evergreens that saying, my evergreens are turning brown. But if you know the life history of an evergreen, the evergreen at the most, all evergreens at the most have 3 years of needles on them, okay? The third year needles, which is the inside of the tree, turn brown late summer, fall, they fall off. A lot of people think that means their evergreen is dying, but no, that's just Mother Nature. That's just the way it happens.
Okay. All right.
There's another one. There's another new one. It's called North Pole. It stays really skinny and gets tall, and that's kind of a cuter one or a decorative type one for a corner of the house or in your garden. So I also encourage North Pole arborvitae.
Okay. And you have them at Heather Nursery, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Good. Everything's, you got everything.
Yeah. We don't have oil to change you.
So what's our horticultural concern for this week, Dwayne?
Well, I think it's pruning. People are so afraid to prune, but you know what? With all this rain, our shrubs around our house have just gone crazy. And so if you have some bushes that you don't grow for flowering, like I wouldn't go prune your hydrangeas right now. But, you know, some that are growing for their color of their leaves or have gotten out of hand, you know, like dogwood, time to prune them back, and they'll get new growth on them, and you get your color back. So I think it's a good time to, you don't have to do all your pruning in your yard all at the same time. You know, you can do certain bushes, or that's the way I do it now. because it's easier because I can't do it all at the same time now. So pick the ones that are worse and are the biggest or whatever and work on those. So you don't have to do it all at one time.
You know the two trees that you planted in my backyard?
I do.
Okay, I was just sitting there the other day. I noticed that as they're growing, there's a couple of branches on the very bottom. You know, should I snip them off or leave them or what?
By the ground?
Not close to the ground, but they're the bottom ones of the tree. They're really low.
You know, if a branch bothers you when you're mowing or walking around it, prune it off.
Okay.
You have maple tree.
Yep.
You can prune those. So, yeah, just cut it close to the trunk and then get rid of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I got them trees from you, and they're just gorgeous. I mean, they're young yet, but
yep.
They're going to be a nice shade tree in a few years.
Yeah, then you get to be sit out there for a longer time.
For a longer time, that's right.
Be in the shade.
Well, my other trees got torn down because of that
wind.
Yeah, that DeRosa or whatever they called it.
A
few years ago. You know, yep. My backyard was a mess.
That was terrible.
Yeah. All right, so that's our pruning. And you're saying on pruning is anytime you have a shears in your hand, right?
I usually say a sharp shears. Anytime you have a sharp pruning shears in your hand is a good time to prune. But there's exceptions to every rule, but we have too many rules. So in general, you can prune when you have the time or the ability to do it. There's a few things like on your oak trees and that type of stuff, but we don't have many of those anyway. So
okay.
Get her done.
All right. We have the phones ringing here once again, 598-7301 for any lawn or garden question for Dwayne. Dwayne, I pulled this one off social media because I thought this would be a good garden question. I can't remember who posted it, but advice needed. We have wild rhubarb growing in our grove and trees. Is it safe to eat?
You know, I saw that on there, too, but yeah. You know, it's not rhubarb.
It's not, okay.
It's a wild weed, and you do not want to eat that.
Stay away from it.
Stay away from it. Chop it out.
Does it look like rhubarb?
Looks like rhubarb, except that the stems aren't red. And you can definitely tell the difference. It's not red. The leaves on rhubarb are waxier. You know, they have a sheen to it. The wild, what they call rhubarb, which it's not, is more of a fuzzy type leaf. It has a big leaf like that, but it's not rhubarb. You wouldn't write like the strawberry rhubarb pie you made with that.
We have a rhubarb patch in our backyard, man. It's really growing this year, isn't it?
Yep. Usually they say, you know, that get to the middle of July, you should stop picking that because it gets woody.
Oh, okay.
But it still tastes good. You can still use it.
Yeah. Apple crisp. I love apple crisp. How about you?
You don't make that out of rhubarb.
No. Sorry. Rhubarb crisp, then.
Oh, yeah. That's fantastic with some strawberries in it.
Yeah, put some strawberries in it. That's right.
You, Paul? I think me and you like apple crisp, too.
Yeah, we like it too much, I think.
Hey, you said it was National Betty Day or whatever today?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm married to a Betty, so I'm going to have to make it special for her.
That's right. If it's your name's Betty, we're celebrating you today.
There we go.
All right. All right, let's get into some of our questions here. This person says they accidentally mowed off their peonies.
It's both, either one.
Okay. Will they be okay? They accidentally mowed them off. Will they be okay, and will they come back next year?
You know what? You said a big word in there. Accidentally. How in the heck do you drive over your peony bush, which is 3 feet tall and 2 feet wide, accidentally?
Well, maybe grandkids. I don't know.
I don't know. The only story worse than that is I got a friend called me up and said, "Hey, Dwayne, you got to come and help me." I said, "What?" He was mowing over his pumpkin patch, and he got his lawnmower stuck on top of a pumpkin.
Oh, no, seriously?
Yeah, so I had to go help him lift his lawnmower off his pumpkin. You know, back to the peony. Well, it's too late now. I think it'll even probably start growing maybe this year, okay? Because it's early yet. And I don't think you did any good. It'll just get thicker. So don't worry about it. Don't lose sleep over it.
Okay, well, they're blaming it on their grandkids, I guess. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they kind of, you know, you probably can accidentally mow over a flower or peonies, you know, that don't they kind of lay on the ground sometimes, or?
Yep. Doesn't hurt.
Okay. All right, another question from one of our listeners. Appreciate the calls. Once again, that number is 598-7301. This person says, sweet corn coming up like bushes with two or three suckers on the side. How come, and should I snap them off?
I think I would snap them off because you want to have more of one stock. I think you'd get a better cob of corn. I would say it's from the weather. Hot weather and a lot of moisture, and it's just gone crazy. It's growing like crazy. So I think the weather is to blame for the multi-stem on the corn.
Should they snap them off?
Don't snap them all off.
Okay.
Leave one, the center one, and if there's other ones that are smaller on the bottom, I would snap them off.
Well, sweet corn around here be ready pretty soon then, or not yet?
Not yet, but you know, it's not going to be very long because there's corn tasseling, regular field corn. So, but there could also, you know, if you had sweet corn, I bet you that's starting to tassel.
Right.
Because that's when it's pollinating, and it doesn't take long after that.
Okay, we want to leave some time here to talk about what's happening in Morris here. Dwayne, got a couple minutes left of the garden show here. Fill us in on, what is it, Horticulture Night?
Horticulture Night at the University of Minnesota, which is a West Central Research and Outreach Center, which is up at the University of Minnesota at Morris. It's put it on your calendar, July 31st, which is a Thursday night, from 4 to 8. It's really fun. If you're into plants at all, it's a thing you should go every year because University of Morris is a trial garden. That means a lot of people that their business is flowers or shrubs or herbs or all that type of stuff, send University of Morris some of their new trials so they can test them out and see how they do in our climate and, you know, zone 4. So it's a great thing to check out the display gardens. And there's all kinds of topics. From the topics this year up there is apple breeding, native plant restoration, tomato grafting, which would be kind of cool, and soil and health, and health processes of the soil, so how your soil works. That's very interesting. I get into that. And there's demonstrations and talks and tours and booths and live music. It's a really fun night.
So, what night is that then again?
Thursday, excuse me, Thursday, July 31st from 4 to 8 o'clock.
All right, the last Thursday of July. Okay.
The last day of July.
Well, we got more time to talk about that then.
Yeah.
What's happening at Heather Nursery in Floral?
A lot of landscaping. A lot of people want things done and get it done, so we have a lot of landscaping projects that we're working on. And if you need help with that, that's kind of my job. I do a lot of design work and estimating if you need a price or whatever. So if you have questions on landscaping, that's what we're busy with. And we do have trees and shrubs on hand and a lot of perennials, so kind of know, been around the area for a long time, so I know what grows in your type of soil, your condition, so can help you out there.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Well, thanks for another garden show, and we'll talk to you next Thursday then.
Yeah, another 30 years for us, Paul.
Another 30 years. We're going to take this all the way for another 30 years, right?
You bet.
All right.
Rhubarb pie, we're okay.
Okay. All right, thanks, Dwayne.
Buddy.
Dwayne Hasted with Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.
KLQP, Matt.